Okay, so maybe let's just remind us, how does Rashi learn the Gemara over here? Rashi in the Lishna Kama. So, the Gemara had a Raisa, the Rabbanim say, you pay Chatzin Esik Mikufay, and the Rabbanim says, you pay Esik Shalom Mikufay. And the Chatzin, the Gemara wants to learn that it's a Chiyuv of Tzoris, it's regular Tzoris. The Shreifas HaGodesh is Tzoris. And the machlekes is the machlekes of Sumchus and the Rabbanim. The machlekes of Lezer, the Rabbanim of Lezer, is the machlekes of Sumchus and the Rabbanim. Is Tzoris Chatz Nezek, or is it Nezek? Or is it Nezek, Nezek Shalom? So Rabbanim say it's Chatz Nezek because Tzoris is Chatz Nezek. And the Lezer says that it's Nezek Shalom because Tzoris is Nezek Shalom. And then why is it Migufay? Well, so from here, the Gemara wants to be Peshad Rabba's original Shaila that Tzoris is Migufay. That's what the Gemara originally wanted to say. Then the Gemara had a problem, because in Sumchus doesn't really have the halacha of Tzoris. So according to Sumchus, there's no reason why it should be Megufay. Because of that question, the Gemara says, no, the Pshat is, the Brice is talking about after three times. And it's Tzoris Halidei Shinui. According to Rashi, the Gemara says, no, it's not regular Tzoris, it's Tzoris Halidei Shinui. But it's after three times. And the Mechalekes Avon and Abelezer is whether there's Hadol with Tzoris. So how does Rashi and Mishnah Kama learn this final chapter in the Braisa? So Rashi learns, let's put it on the board, it's easier so we can refer to it. Rashi learns that according to the Rabbanon, nobody holds like Sumchus over here. Tzoris is Chatzin Ezek, that's for sure. So the Rabbanon hold, it ain't Hadol with Tzoris. Ain't Hadol with Tzoris. So therefore, after three times, you pay Chatzin Ezek Midin Tzoris, because it's the Tamas, the Keren Dikadin, the Tamas of Keren went away after three times. So now comes back the Tamas of Tzoris. So you pay Chatzin Ezek of Tzoris, Chatzin Ezek Tzoris, Midin Tzoris. Hey, Chatzin Ezek Midin Tzoris, and you pay Migufay, the Brisa says Migufay, and that's a raya that Tzoris is Migufay. For that by that original by that Tzoris is Migufay. That's the Rabbanim. And Rabbi Lezer holds Yesh Hadol Tzoris. So therefore you pay Nezek Sholem, which is Hadol. So you pay Nezek Sholem. Why Migufay? Why Migufay? It's Nezek Sholem, it should be Min Aliyah. Why Migufay? So Rashi explained that you pay like this. You pay Chatzi Nezek Migufay. Chatzi Nezek Migufay. That's the Tzad Tamus of Keren. Because Tzad Tamos been claimed by Medes. And therefore it's Migufay because Karen Tam is Migufay. And Chatzin Ezek, the other Chatzin Ezek, will taka be Min Aliyah. Because that's the Tzad Mu'odus of Karen. That's the side of the Karen. And that's it. And Tzoris apparently don't worry about it because Nafkamiteris Regal, like Rashi said. It's Nafkamiteris Regal, and it went into the Teris Karen, and so you don't have to worry about the Thomas of Tzoris. That's how Rashi learned the Gemara. Okay, so now Taisu says, Taisu Chesim Ral, the Mood Mitchilosim Yishamatli, Elek Gwend Yishoni Vayayay, Tzuk Yishu Sekundus. And the Farish came with the Yayay. The Rabban hold that it goes back to being it's like Gora from Wood Mitchilase. It goes back to being to regular Tzoris, goes back to like the Tzoris of Regal.
V'cheichi v'tzoris ki v'chayu shemodu mitfilosan chatzi nezik v'suloi. Hanami l'shani v'ayyoyed. V'chomer mimud mitfilosay. V'en hadol l'tzoris. Sheshina v'hem. U'midiktoni de mishalem igufoy, and since the brisa of the rabbonin say mishalem igufoy, so that's the raya. Alma l'tzoris ki v'chinami migufoy v'tishet deroba. And that's the, and therefore we can be patient to buy a deroba. That's Rashi's draft. Fektais is fikosha. Dehechi poshut hod Rabba. How's the Gemara being poshut the bayah of Rabba here? Hilma tzoris giyuchin le'aliyah. Maybe le'olam tzoris is min aliyah mishtal. The other side of Rabba's bayah. So why over here is it mikufay? So Taisus of Halhecha Deshani, since here it was Aliyah Shinoi, Afal gad de'yayid, even though it's after three times, and the chur, the Thomas of Karen went away, so that's a poshut. Maybe here, Yimashal Migufay, the Tzad Tamos from Kaimai Medis. Because maybe the Rabbana also holds Tzad Tamos from Kaimai Medis. And if Tzad Tamos from Kaimai Medis, so then you pay Chatzi Nezik Migufay as the Tzad Tamos Shabbat, as the Tamos of Karen Shabbat. Okay, we'll explain, we'll talk about this in a second. Let's read a few more lines. Ein Loimer Dein Echinami. And can't say in the Chanami, the Gemara is not coming to be Pesha to buy a Rabba. The Gemara is just saying there's other Pshatim in the Braisa. Other Pshatim in the Braisa, the Gemara already had before, we don't need more other Pshatim in the Braisa. We're trying to be Pesha to buy a Rabba. So anyway, this is Tos Kashin Rashi. Why don't you say, it's how Thomas and Kremlin Medicine. How would that look? This is Kashi. How would that look? Like this chatzin esek midin tzoyrus, the reason why it's migufay is not because tzoyrus normally is migufay. Tzoyrus normally is min aliyah, but here is migufay because even though it's since it's mishuna, and even though now it was a yayid, but tzad tamus from kaimer medis. So this chatzin esek is still midin keren tam, and keren tam is mishtal migufay. Shita asks, so the Shita Mekubetzes asks on Taisus, he says, what's Taisus' kasha? Let's say Taisus is right, that the Rabban also holds from Tzad Tamos bim Kremai Medes. So what does that mean? You have this Keren Mishun. So the first three times, it's Keren Tam. It's going to be Keren Tam. This is Chatzin Ezek Mekubet. But now you have the third time, and the Keren Tam became Keren Mood. The Tzad Tamos from Kremai Medes. So now, imagine this case. What if it wasn't Tzoris? Oh, okay. What if it wasn't Tzoris? Well, this is a regular case of Keren. So what would that look like? You would have half, you pay Chatzi, Gufoy, because of the Tzad Tamos. And you would pay half, min Aliyah, because of the Tzad Mu'odus. That's by every Karen, if Tzad Tamos and Kremei Medes. But now it's Tzoris. Because the Rabbana hold, it doesn't stop being Tzoris. It comes back, it's still Tzoris. So now it's Tzoris. So Tzoris is Chatzi Nezek. Tzoris is a Nezek. Even though it's Nezek Sholem, part of the stands up for Nezek Sholem, as Karen should be Nezek Sholem, because it's Mu'ud. But because it's Tzoris, Tzoris pulls it back to Chatzi Nezek. So, but where should that Chatzi Nezek be mishtalim from? If tzoris normally is min haliyah, where would that chatzinezik be mishtalim from? So Taisa seems to think it would be mishtalim migufay because tzad tamos from kaimer medes. He asked the shita why. Tzoris is going to take this whole package and it's going to divide it in half. So a quarter should be migufay, because that's the Tzad Tamos. And a quarter should be min haliyah, because that's the Tzad Mu'odus of Karen. This is the Tzoris machine.
passes through the fact that it's a shoyrus. It would just be regular keren nigufa, keren hezeket nigufa. So be chatzin ezek nigufa. That's the tzadkamas. Chatzin ezek min aliyah. That would be the tzadkamas. But now it's shoyrus. So it'll be a quarter of nezek nigufa because everything gets divided in half. Why would the shoyrus divide dafka? You know, address itself dafka to one half more than the other. Shoyrus cuts everything in half. So it should cut the tzad tamas in half. It should cut the tzad mu'odas in half. So what's tzad kashi l'cham? So it should come out that you pay a quarter revi'a nezik migufay and a revi'a nezik min aliyah. But that's not what the Braisa says. The Braisa says you pay chatzi nezik migufay. Oh, it's a raya that shows itself is migufay. So the admittedly, where is taka pesha to buy a bracha? It's complicated a little bit. I can't make it less complicated. I could say it again. Tosis saying, what's the raya? The Gemara seems wants to be a raya for the Baya Bo. The Gemara is trying to prove from the Raya that Tosis is Migufa. Because the Raya says Migufa? Oh, you see, Tosis is Migufa. His kasha is, who says that migufa has anything to do with tzoris? Tzoris is an aliyah. That migufa comes from the fact that it's mishuna and satamas in prayer meds, even though it's posse layai, but satamas in prayer meds. So it's chatzinezik migufa because keren mu'ud is chatzinezik migufa. And I, there's another chatzinezik, keren mu'ud has another chatzinezik. Yeah, but that's knocked off by tzoris. So the shita's question is, why would tzoris dafka knock off the other half? Like Tosfos seems to think that Shoyrus knocks off the Chatzinezek of Morodus. But the Chatzinezek of Tamus of Keren, that Chatzinezek remains, and that's Mikufa. Here's the Shita, why Shoyrus is equal opportunity knocker offer. Why would Shoyrus Dafka get rid of the Chatzi Morodus and leave me the Chatzi Tamus? Shoyrus gets everything in half. So if it was a regular Karen Mu'ad, so it'll be Chatzinezek Migufay, Chatzinezek Min Aliyah. Tzoris comes and cuts everything in half, so it'll be a quarter and a quarter. Taisha somehow seems to understand that if Tzatam was from Kaimai Medes, you know, when I have a Mu'ad, Karen Mu'ad, but Tzatam was from Kaimai Medes, and now it becomes Tzoris, so Tzoris will get rid of the Tzad Mu'adus. But the Tzad Tamas is going to remain 100% Keren Tam, but it'll be Mishalim, Migufoy Midin, Midin Keren Tam, which is Migufa. So the Shita Nechatesa, why would Sarah's Dafka take away the Tzad Mu'adus and not the Tzad of Tamas? That's the Kash of the Shita. Some of the tzad plays like this. Well, I want to make some kind of similar way to look at it. To think of that. Think of it like this. Here's the Tashlumah. Tashlumah Karen. This is Karen. Tashlumah Karen. This is the Tzad Mu'adus. This is the Tzad Tamas. By regular Karen, not service. And this is Min Aliyah, and this is Mikufa. Regular carry wood. But our Bryce is still in a case where it serves. It serves. So because it serves, Sir Velezza says, no, it's not serves because since it was Mishunna, it's not going to be Teres Regal and it's only Teres Karen, and so serves is gone. But the Rabbanans say, no, they still serves. It can't be any better than Mu'ud Mitchilosa. Just because it's carrying Mu'ud, it still has the Teres
It still has din tzoris. So it's tzoris. This is kasha is. Oh, if it's tzoris, so maybe the reason why you pay chatzin ezek migufa, you're not min aliyah, the Gemara says because it's a raya d'rabba. So it tells you, why is it a raya d'rabba? Maybe the reason why you pay migufa is because it's tzoris. So tzoris takes away the tzad mu'adus and leaves me with the tzad tamus and the tzad tamus and migufa. So Tosus thinks that what tzoris is going to do is going to cut the thing down like this. This is tzoris. So Tosus tzoris is going to cut the thing straight down. It's going to get rid of the tzad mu'adus. It's going to be left with the tzad tamus and klei me'medes, and that's why it's mishal migufay, and that's pshat on the brisa. That's why the brisa is chatzin ezek migufay, and therefore there's no raya to rovas baya, and they made it to kashin rashi because the gemara says it is a raya to rovas baya. Says the shita, why do you think the tzoris cuts the pie like that? Maybe tzoris cuts it like this. Maybe it cuts it the other way. Tzoris says that from this pie of Nesek Sholem, Chatzin Ezek Megufay, Chatzin Ezek Min Aliyah of Karen, now Tzoris comes along and says, no, divide everything in half. So the Tzad Mu'ad is divided in half, the Tzad Tamus is divided in half. So you wind up paying Revi Nesek Megufay, Revi Nesek Min Aliyah. But the price says Chatzin Ezek Min Aliyah, Chatzin Ezek Megufay rather. Oh, it's a riot to Rava. That Tzoris itself is Megufay. Not only is that Tzoris is always Megufay. And Mela Sholem Al Yisrael, and Rashi is good, and the Gemara is good, and what is Tosfos Kasha? Tosfos, for some reason, seems to think that Tzoris cuts down vertically. It gets rid of the Tzad Mu'adus, it leaves me with the Tzad Tamus. Why, after it's Tzoris, why do I remain with the Tzad Tamus and I get rid of the Tzad Mu'adus? Maybe Tzoris cuts both in half, the Tzad Tamus and the Tzad Mu'adus. The stomach, the answer is the chaplain. Simple chaplain is. Where this whole thing of Tzad Tamas and Klei Me'med has come from? The Torah says Nezek Sholem. The Torah says Kerem Wood is Nezek Sholem. So how does the Gemara know, how does Rabbi Yehuda get the svar of Tzad Tamas and Klei Me'med? So Taisa says at the end of the last Amud in Shor Shinovich, in Shor Shinovich Talad Behei, what that is. And here with this, Taisus Dibur Maschal Loi, Taisus Tzvar. Tzatam's Pemenet is the Svar. What's the Svar? The Svar is this. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, this already went back to Mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that Mu'odus, Shor Mu'od, is sagile b'shmir b'chusa. I mean, even if only b'shmir b'chusa, something which is enough for ruach mitzuya, you're off the hook, you don't have to pay for carrying wood. The pshia that's nechayli for carrying wood is a very big pshia. You have to be pshia, you didn't even do a shmir b'chusa. If you did a shmir b'chusa, you bought it from sham, from chiyuv sharam wood. Karen tam, and Ramayim disagrees. Machlekes Ramayim and Yehuda. Karen Tam, everybody agrees, needs a Shmira Ma'ula. And if you don't do a Shmira Ma'ula, even if you did a Shmira Kusa, you're chayiv for the Chatzin Ezek for Shor Tam. That everybody agrees. So, Gemara itself asks, how did that... What does Gemara ask? The Taisus asks. We're getting other claims. The word of the Tosfos.
Tosfos asks, he says, in Svara, how does that work in Svara? It doesn't make any sense. Shortam, the chiyuv of chatzin ezek of a short tam, you have a short tam, and you have to watch it as shmir ma'ula, and if you don't watch it as shmir ma'ula, you're chayiv with the chiyuv of short tam. So the thing goes around, it's nageya three times, that became a short ma'ula. All of a sudden, all you need is a shmir kusa. How could that be that a short time you have to watch a shmir ma'ula, and a short mu'ud you have to watch a shmir kusa? How does that happen? You have a short time, you have to watch a short time needs a shmir ma'ula, and a short mu'ud needs a shmir kusa. It's sagile b'shmir kusa. Taisa says that's why Rabbi Yehuda has to say it's sad Thomas from Klei Meimedes. Which means we're not saying that a Shara Mu'ud is enough to watch the Shmira Kusa. Of course, the Shara Mu'ud, you still have to watch the Shmira Ma'ula. But that Shmira Ma'ula, you have to watch it, that's for the old Chiv of Shara Tam of Chatzinezik. That didn't go away. Just like the Shara Tam, you have to watch the Shmira Ma'ula. And if you don't watch the Shmira Ma'ula, you're Chayiv Chatzinezik. So after it became a Mu'ud, you don't get off the hook. You still have to watch the Shmira Ma'ula. And if you don't watch the Shmira Ma'ula, you're still Chayiv Chatzinezik. The difference is that after three times, if you watch it after three times, you have to pay another chatzinezek of mu'odus. But that's only if you were peshe legamrei. If you weren't peshe legamrei and you watch the shmir b'chusa, you don't have to pay the extra half. But the underlying chatzinezek of short time, of course, that you still chayiv as much as when it was a short time. And when it was a short time, you have to pay that. You need to watch the shmir mu'ula, and if you don't watch the shmir mu'ula, you have to pay for it. So that doesn't stop after it becomes a short mu'ud. That's commentators. Which it says in the Tosfos that this notion of Tzad Thomas and Klei Meimedes, it's not stam of arbitrary halacha. The Tzad Thomas and Klei Meimedes comes from the fact that every chiyuv of Mamon Amazik comes from a lack of shmirah. The chiyuv of Shor Tam, the chiyuv of Tzad Thomas, comes from a chiyuv, a very big chiyuv of shmirah. I need to watch every shor, even a short time, I need to watch the shmirah move. So there's a very big imperative of Shmir that all Shvarim have in common. That I have to watch them as Shmir Ma'ula. It doesn't matter whether the Tam or the Mu'ud, I have to watch them as Shmir Ma'ula. And if I don't watch them as Shmir Ma'ula, I'm Chayav Chatzinezek. And then, by Shvarim Ma'ula, there's an extra din that you have to watch it Ephes, now that it's a Mu'ud, you have this extra Chiyuv that you have to watch it Al Shvarim Ma'ula. But that's not such a big Chiyuv of Shmir. We don't require you a Shmir Ma'ula. It's enough to watch the Shmir of Chusa. And if you don't, then we have to be mechayiv the extra chatzi nezek. So now next the end. In our complicated case, you have Karen Wood. And half of it is Tzad Tamos, that's Mischayev from the lack of Shmira Ma'ula, the underlying lack of, the underlying, the very strong Chiyuv Shmira they have, by all strong, they have to watch them as Shmira Ma'ula. That's the Tzad Tamos. Then I have the Tzad Mubotus. Tzad Mubotus comes from the fact that after it became a Shmira Ma'ula, I got this extra Chiyuv Shmira that's Mischayev me another half. If it was not Sirs, well, even if it is Sirs, let's say, even if it is Sirs, the first three times, how much did I have to pay? This case. This is the fourth time, whatever. But the first three times, how much did I have to pay? Chatzinus. That's the Bayim Ravashi, Yeshin Lutzaris, the Rabbi Nezik, but we're going now into Shalema that the first three times they Chatzinezek. That Chatzinezek was certainly Tashlumin of Tam. And it was Migufay, no question, that's definitely Migufay. That's Karen Tam. It's Migufay. That chiyuv of Keren Tam comes from a chiyuv shmira, a very strong chiyuv shmira, that I have to watch it as shmira ma'ula. Because every Karen Tam, I have to watch it, every short time, I have to watch it as Shemira Mula. That's what's mechayev me, the kashlumen of chatzin ezek migufa. Even though it was service, since ancient it was service to Rabbi and Ezek, we're going into Sulaimah, there's no Rabbi and Ezek, so it's had a chil of chatzin ezek midin Karen Tam. Now it went up to being Nezek Shalom. So it should go up to Nezek Shalom, except since it's Suras, it goes back to being Chatzin Ezek. So the Shita wanted to say, okay, so this Chatzin Ezek itself is half Tammuz, is a quarter Tammuz, it's Chatzin Ezek. A quarter of that is Tammuz and a quarter of that is Moab. So that's what the Shita wants to say. The Suras divides it that way. So it's going to be a quarter of Tashlumen of Tammuz and a quarter of Tashlumen of Moab. Taisus, I think, would say, that doesn't make any sense. Because the whole idea of Tzad Tamas and Koyim Emedes, that's Tamas is over. The reason why Tzad Tamas and Koyim Emedes is because the Chiyuv of Chatzi Nezek Tamas comes from a more basic Chiyuv Shmira than the Chiyuv, than the Chatzi Nezek of Morodus. The Chatzi Nezek of Tamas comes from the Chiyuv Shmira Mu'ula that you have by Olshvar. The Chatzi Nezek of Morodus comes from this extra, from this new mechayev of lack of shmira b'chusa that you have by Yashar Amud that could be mechayev you another chatzin ezek. But the chiyuv tzad tamas is the greater, is more imperative. That comes from the stronger chiyuv shmira. The chiyuv shmira that every shor had, that's the chiyuv shmira mu'ula, that's the bigger chiyuv shmira, it's the chiyuv shmira mu'ula that you have by all shor. The whole idea of tzad tamas of Koyim Emedes is this svara, that can't go away when it becomes a mu'ud. The chiyuv shmira that's mechayev chatzi nezek that you have by a short time, it doesn't make any sense to say that it goes away when it becomes a mu'ud. If the chiyuv lo yitzur, if this would be true, if the shita mekubetzis would be right, then in this kind of case of tzoris, a quarter of it is tzatamis, or this is the way to say it. If the shita is right, that a quarter of the tashlumen is tamis and a quarter of the tashlumen is mu'odus. So now let's imagine how this would work according to the Shita. The first three times you pay Chatzin Ezek, and that's Tamus. How much Shmir do you have to watch? First three times. Shmir Mula. Now comes along the next time around after it became a wood, and according to the Shita, you're still paying Chatzin Ezek, of course, because going to Rabbanu, you pay Chatzin Ezek, but the Shita wants that it should be a quarter Tamos and a quarter Mu'odos. Okay, how much Shmir do you have to watch if the Shita is right? Well, for the Tzad Tamos, you're going to have to watch a Shmir Mu'ula. For the quarter of Tamos, you're going to have to watch a Shmir Mu'ula. But for the quarter of Mu'odos, it'll be enough the Shmir of Chusa. How could that be? That means if you watch it the Shmir of Chusa, you'll be off the hook. You only have to pay a quarter Ezek. When it was a short time, if you watched the Shmir of Chusa, you weren't off the hook at all, you were Chayiv Chatzin Ezek. Now it's the fourth time, now that it became a Mu'ud, if you watch the Shmir of Chusa, you'll be off for a quarter of the Ezek, you only have to pay a quarter of the Ezek. Then you have to ask this question, it doesn't make any sense. Al Korchov, you have to say that like Tosis, that's not how it gets divided. It gets divided. Al Korchov, say like Tosis. That Shiras makes it that it gets divided. It's divided like that, and you're still paying the whole Chatzin Ezek of Tamus, and therefore you still have to have a Shmir Mu'ula. The Kitzer, the way Tosfos explains in Shorsh Nogah, the way Tosfos explains why Tzad Tamus from Koyim Emedes. Tzad Tamus from Koyim Emedes. Because if it wasn't from Koyim Emedes, then your Chiyuv Shmir would go down, and it doesn't make any sense. That's the rationale for Tzad Tamas from Koyim Emedes. That same rationale is going to be Machriach, that in our case of Tzoros, the half that you pay within Tzoros is totally the Tzad Tamas. It's not a quarter Tzad Tamas and a quarter Tzad Mu'odos. Because if it was a quarter Tzad Tamas and a quarter Tzad Mu'odos, the quarter of Tzad Mu'odos would only need a Shmir Pusa, and that doesn't make any sense. When it was Tam, you had to have the whole Chatzin Ezek needed a Shmir Mu'ula. So it must be that no, now that it's Tzoros, you pay a Chatzin Ezek, the whole Chatzin Ezek needed in Tam is not within Mu'odos. That's the idea of Tzad Tamas and Koyim Emedes.
And that's Peshutta. That place is Kasha and Rashi. You want to add
something? This would just have to go according to us that we would say it's a service with a shim. A service or a chai would be one with Tulasa, and you couldn't say this as far, right?
Right, he's going in Rashi. He's asking in Rashi's trap. That is, but the Tosh wants to be a chai of his trap. We're talking about the service of Wilfred. The Tosh is asking in Rashi's trap. According to Rashi's trap, we're talking about service of the Bishim, like service of Karen. So who says that the reason why he pays me gufli is because tzaris is me gufli, and if we want to be patient by a deraba? No, maybe tzaris la'olam is min aliyah. We can't be patient by a deraba. I, why over here is him me gufli? Because chatmi din karen, because karen is me gufli. Karen time is me gufli. Because tzad time is from koymei medis. Ask the shita, maybe tzad time is koymei medis, but that's only a quarter, and the other quarter is tzad of the tzad of muadis. So the answer is, the very logic of tzad time is from koymei medis requires that you can't go, your chi of shmira can't be less than it was when it was a short time. And since a short time needs a shmira, that's what's, so, you know, if tzad tamas wasn't from koymei medes, it wouldn't make any sense that your chi of shmira would go down. And that can't be. Our kovach tzad tamas from koymei medes. So that same logic is mechayim, that when you have service of Karen, so just like the first three times, when it was Karen Tam, he needed a Shmir Ula, otherwise you have to pay Chatzi Nezek. So now that it's Karen Ula, but it's still Chatzi Nezek according to the Rabbanim, because Tzuris makes it that it's still Chatzi Nezek, it still has to be that you need the same Shmir Ula, and if you don't have Shmir Ula, you're Chayim. That means the whole Chatzi Nezek is Tzad Tamas. It's not Tzad Mu'ud. Well, if it's Tzad Tamas, then it's Mekufa. Yeah.
If you
and
the Shito were right,
yeah. So
why is there a problem with the Tzuris? Because you still see from the 1/4,
because the lashon of the Gemara, the Bryce's lashon is chatzin esing migufa. So from there, the Gemara is machriach like Rova, the service itself must be migufa.
Even for Belozer, you could still say that. It's
no, but the Gemara is rise from the Rabbanim. But the Gemara is rise from the Rabbanim. The Rabbanim said, the Gemara is machriach Rova's bayah. Rova said, what is service? Migufa in Aliyah. So the Gemara, I'll bring you right. Service must be migufa. Because the Bryce says he paid the whole chatzin esing migufa. Why do you pay the whole chatzin esing migufa? Maybe the Raviyah Nesek migufa, I understand. That's between Karen Tam. But the other Raviyah Nesek, why is that migufa? It must be that service is migufa. So Taisus mecha Taisus, the whole chatzin esek migufa is midin karen tam, because tzad tam is in koymei medes. So that is kashan Rashi. I mean, Taisus is asking this kashan Rashi, saying, well, Rashi, what is Rashi going to answer to this? So Peshutei Rashi, it could be chaylik, and the whole Taisus and Davin Shoshana Lechad Alabet. Maybe Rashi holds that tzad tam is in koymei medes has nothing to do with this chi of shmira paradise. Maybe that can bother Rashi. Yeah, there's a paradox in the Chiyuv Shmir, so that's how it is. It doesn't say that in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda holds Tzad Tamas Koymei Medes. The Gemara doesn't say that's why Yehuda holds Tzad Tamas Koymei Medes. Taisus connected two statements of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda has one statement that Shoram Uud is Hagelei B'Shmir B'Chus, even though Shartam needs a Shmir Me'ula. And Rabbi Yehuda has another statement that Tzad Tamas Koymei Medes. Taisus says that Rabbi Yehuda should toss it. It's one and the same thing. Because he holds it, so the Uud is Hagelei B'Shmir B'Chus, and because that's counterintuitive, how could a Uud be less Shmir than a Shmir? Then a Tam, that's why Rabbi Yehuda held Tzad Tamas from Koymei Medes. But that's not perishing the Gemara. Maybe Rashi doesn't agree to that. Rashi holds, no, apples are nothing to do. This is Tam, a notion that Tzad Tamas from Koymei Medes, that every Karen Mu'ud is made up of 50% Karen Tam and 50% Karen Mu'ud. And now Tzuris comes and divides that in half. So maybe the Sheet is right. Maybe Tzuris divides the Tzad Mu'ud and the Tzad Tamas. Tzuris the Sheet Tosun has this half. Rashi not meshuvah to that. The Rashi not meshuvah to that. Especially if we were right last week, that Rashi learns in this Gemara that the whole notion of Karen and not Karen and so on, that's only the Chi of Tashlum and Shavai. But the Shem HaMazik in our sugya is for sure regal. Because it's not a zeket degufa, like Rashi said by Shane, that it can't be the Shem HaMazik, it can't be Shane, even if it's Yesh LaHanoah, because Shane is a zeket degufa, and Koich is Lach Kegufa in Svar. So he said the same thing with Gabi Karen. Karen, the Karen of the Torah is Karen of zeket degufa. So here it's not a zeket degufa, a Koich could Suris, and Suris is always regal. So what is the Marvat Sad that has Dine Tashlum of Fu, that has Thomas of Karen? So Koich, now you recreate, Rashi learns the Shem HaMazik and Asugivad is about a regal, like you're your test. That is chayy, that is potim shusarabim. The Shem HaMazik is for sure regal. The tznidin is in the din tam shavoy. That even though the Shem HaMazik is regal and is potim shusarabim, but it could still have the tashlumi tamus of, if it's mishuna, it could still have the tashlumi tamus of Karen, and the tashlumi tamus of tzaris. So if that's the case, so then how much shmir do you need in that Gemara? Even by Karen, even the first time. Lefi Rashi, the first time around, how much shmir do you, does this Karen Tam need? Normally Karen Tam needs shmira ma'ula. Karen Tam needs shmira ma'ula. But according to Rashi, that's when that's by regular Karen, when the Shem HaMasik is Karen. But in Ashugi, the Shem HaMasik is regal. Regal doesn't need shmir ma'ula. Right from the beginning of our kindness, everybody who's regal is enough shmir ma'ula. So, according to Rashi, the Mishem Masik and Asuk is regal. So, you only need a Shmira, even the first time you only need a Shmira Pchusa. The same way it's Potip Shusarabim because the Shem Masik is regal. So, how much Shmira do you need? About the Shmira of regal. So, Shmira Pchusa even the first time. Even when you're paying, you pay Tashlume Keren Tam because that's it in Tashlumen, that is Tashlume Keren Tam. But the Shem Masik is still regal, it needs a Shmira Pchusa. It's enough to have a shmir chusul, and yet the Gemara says that Tzad Thomas and Klein Memetis. Rashi himself says that this is Sfari and Rebbe Lezer than Tzad Thomas and Klein Memetis. How does it make sense Tzad Thomas and Klein Memetis? Because according to Rashi, Tzad Thomas and Klein Memetis al korchach has nothing to do with the issue of whether you need shmir chusul or shmir ul. It's not an independent Sfari, Tzad Thomas and Klein Memetis. So in a way, we can be mechriach even that Tosfos doesn't, that Rashi doesn't agree with the Tosfos in the Shoshan Nagach Dalad. Doesn't have the notion that there's a connection between Tzad Thomas and Klein Memetis and this other idea. And the idea that and how much shmir you need.
Maybe the more according to Tosfos, you could say that the Havamina and the Skamara to say Tzad Thomas and Klein Memetis, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, by any type of hesed, is because every type of hesed means a shmir b'chusa. And then you would say that maybe Chatzin Ezek you would need a shmir. But Kamashmalam, that it's only by Karen. But Rabbi said in Rashi that's not how you could read the Gemara again.
Oh, by that Gemara, by Namurav.
Yeah. According to Tosfos, the Havamina is just that I would say this din is svara by all types of hezek, because all types of hezek mean a shmir tulsa. Kamashmalam.
That's why the Gemara thought this Tzad Thomas and Klein Memetis even by Shemir Edel.
But Rabbi
explained
Rashi,
yeah.
But she
doesn't. Rashi, she doesn't. Taisa says, "Menira kigishu the goes elok going that guy the loyal much of mishav bayim." Taisa says he thinks that the gis is not shoni bayayid. That mishon is carrying kurchayim. The loyal much of mishav bayim. Maybe it's not, and maybe it could be pushed rise, but rovers by it because it's not Karen. So why is it migufa? Must be the tzaris migufa. Like Tikshin Midi, Rabbi Lezer, the Leipola, the Plukter Sumchus Rabbanon, who lay with the Shani, Kid Kaminon, who Plukter the Paphon Rabbanon, and we mean also not in that. Ella Trivai Rabban the Sumchus, Locha Betsoris Gir Chayu, Ubuda Yayed, but has to buy it by a portion, buy a drop, the Yesh Adolit Soris, the Ayah Betsoris Gir Chayu. The Kitzer, Tysus learns like the Lishna Basarash. That Rava's bayah of Yesh Adol Tzoris not Betzoris Alei Deshini, but it's by Tzoris Kiruchayu, and the Gemara now is saying this price about Godish is also talking about Tzoris Kiruchayu, and the Machlekes Rabbanon Rabbi Lozer is in Tzoris Kiruchayu after three times. Rabbanon holds Tzoris after three times is the same Tzoris as it was before because it's regular Tzoris Kiruchayu, and Rabbi Lozer holds regular Tzoris after three times goes up to Nezek Shalom, and Mele, the Gemara is being pleasured, then why is it Migufa? Because Tzoris is Kigufa, is Migufa, and that's how we're being pleasured, Rav HaShayim. V'chei mashmi dekomer oid dil matelu v'regul, mashmat ayah v'loi shini. Tais says, Araya, from the Lashon of Rav HaShayim, the Lashon of Rav HaShayim, Yesh Adol at Tzoris. again, what we're saying now is the Machlokes Rabbanu Reb Elezer by Godish is the Bay of Rav. That's in Pirush Gemara. Gemara asks, how can you say the Machlokes Rabbanu Reb Elezer is in Yesh Adol Tzoris, but Homi Bay Le Rav? So obviously it's the same thing. So, and what was Rav's, what were the terms of Rav's Baya? Why calling it called the regal? According to Rashi, that it's Tzoris Ali Deshini, why in the world would it be told to the regal? What does it have to do with the regal? It's Ali Deshini. Shini is Karen. So why are you calling it told to the regal? So what would Rashi answer to that? Because the Shemazik is regal. And why is the Shemazik regal? Because Rashi holds that Tzoris is always regal. That's Rashi by when he talks about shame. Rashi holds Tzoris by definition is regular. Rashi in Ksuvus Mamalef that the halacha l'moshe nesini of Tzoris is that it's regular. That's what Rashi said against Rabbi Nachanal. Rabbi Nachanal says it's shame. If it's nene, it's shame. So Rashi, what's shame? It's not hazeka de gufa. It's Tzoris, and Tzoris is always regular, not shame. So mele, that's the Gemara. Told to the regular because it's Tzoris by definition it's told to the regular. But or maybe carrying without midalei, since it's mishuna, maybe the dinim tashlumin we can learn out from the dinim of Thomas of Karen, like we explained last week. But Tosis l'shitasim, because Tosis holds that tzoris is not necessarily regular. Tosis could be other others too. Tzoris nothing to do. There's no halacha l'mashem mishina that tzoris is regular. How do I know? So what? Chazir Anoy Rabashba. Tosis is by Chazir Anoy Rabashba that it's Tzoris to shame. Tosis holds Tzoris nothing to do with regal. Tzoris is a din by all of us Nezikin. If it's Koichoy, it's Tzoris. The Tzoris to regal and the Tzoris to shame and so on and so forth. It's not Miyucha to regal. In fact, the Shita and that Gimel Beis asks when our Pope said Yeshman Kriyeshman and Yeshman Lav Kriyeshman and the Gemara said Stolma told to the regal and my Miyut Tzoris asked the Shita, so why are you singing that regal? Yeshvim Kaysim, Yeshvim Lav Kaysim, this serves the regal, this serves the Shane, all of the others have this cases of Lav Kaysim. So the Shita is in the Chanami, but the most common one is serves the regal. But in the Chanami, this serves the Shane. There's no particular connection between being Tzoris and being no particular association between Tzoris and regal. No, so in Agamara, if it's Mishunna and it's Tzoris, so it's Tzoris the Karen. The same with Chazir and Oiber, it's Tzoris the Shane. So Tzoris and Mishunna is Tzoris the Karen. So what is the word being told to the regal? Tzoraya says Tosis it says Tosis Tzoraya that we're not talking about Ali Deshimon. We're talking about where it's Taka regal. Not regal because it's Tzoris. It's regal because it's regal. We're talking about Kuri Kuri Chayil. And the Baya is, you have regular Tzoris of regal. So do we say that after three times, ain't hadol tzoris because it's regal and regal doesn't have hadol? Or do we say, yeah, but this is a regal of chatzinesik, maybe regal of chatzinesik does have hadol? That's Tosis Raya. V'chein, nocha raya, v'dimaisi ala kidus ein emud. The Gemara brought a raya, toshma, and Rav is bayo, v'yesh hadol tzoris, which the Gemara brought a raya. Toshma hidus ani muad v'yesha mereisim muad. My love, it's that it was a yayid, and the machlekes is about whether yesh adol tzeres. And the Gemara says no. It's talking about the first time machlekes sumkus in their bottom. So Tosis, what is hidus? Hidus not mishuna. Hidus is urche. He brings a raya from the Gemara before. Did adachi urche ma'is l'leil? Right, you're more on the bottom of the design of the base, brought the case of Hidus for regular Urche. Tosis doesn't bring the Raya. The Chayyim is another Raya. The Nachas David points out the Chayyim is another Raya from the Gemara. This is a Kashan Rashi. The Gemara, this Hidus, it's a Kashan Rashi. How does Rashi learn this Toshma? Hidus ain't emud. We'll have to be nitchak that Rashi learns that the Gemara thought that maybe there is a case of Hidus that's mishunet. So it's a Toshma Hidus ain't emud. It meant it thought when it thought that the case is the Shani Vayayev, the Gemara thought it's a Hidus that's mishunet. And the Gemara is doichin. No, it's talking about the first time, and in some cases it's not mishunet. But the Chayyim is another. There's another raya. It's a parallel. Why doesn't Tosis mention this? From the Gemara in the bottom, you have Chesam at base. Gemara, the bottom of Yechezkel Beis Toshma, the Tanya Rami Yechezkel, Tanya Gol Shleish Yedroi Shul Avik Lif Sluchas V'Tokaboy V'Shovay M'Shalam Nezik Shalom. Omer Yosef Ami Beira, Tzu Shetzona V'Chamor Shinoi V'Shiv B'Shiv B'Shakeil M'Shalam Chatsi Nezik. So it seems to be a stira. Tanya Rami Yechezkel says that Tanya Gol Shleish Yedroi Shul Avik Lif Sluchas is Nezik Shalom. And Rav Yosef said, and Ami Bei Rav says that Sushet Son of a Chamor Shenoar Shenir Shenoar Veshiv Shakeim Shalom Chatsin Ezek. So which is it? My life in the Ovetlos Zimdi Uba Kamifli Masar Yeshado Masar Reinado. Loi Bechatsim the Plukta Sum Chusu Rabbana. Fact number one. Shunu this baby is Rani. The case of when the Gemara says Bahamas Shunu, it's going on Tarnagol Shesh Dereshu Lavik Yisuchas Rashi Silver Fairish. But the case of Sushet Son of Vechamor Shunir, is that Mashunah? Rashi, that's not Mashunah. Sushet Son of is not Mashunah. It's Medik and Rashi, it's not Mashunah, because when the Gemara asks Vaham Mashunah, Rashi says that's going on the case of Tarnagol. But Sushet Son of is not Mashunah. And yet the Gemara thought that the way to reconcile why in Rami Vaycheskel said Tarnagol Shahishit Roshoi is Nezek Sholem. And Ami Be'erav said that Sushet Sonaf Chamor Shenir is Chatzin Nezek is because it's talking about the other class of Zimni Baka Mifli Masar V'Yeshadon Masar Einadon. According to Rashi, the whole Yeshadon Einadon is only if it's Mishunah. If it's not Mishunah, why there's no Hadah? So how do you say Sushet Sonaf? Why is Sushet Sonaf? Why is it? There's no Tzadavi Nezek Shalom. It's not a Machlekes. Maybe everybody knows. What is Mishunah? Baka Mifli. Not Baka Mifli. Everybody agrees that Yeshadon Litzeres, but Sushet Sonaf is not Mishunah. It's muchach in the Gemara that the bayu of Yesh Adol Tzaris is not limited to cases of Mishunah. It's even by cases that are not Mishunah. I'm sure it's a chor, it's a pella on Rashi. Pella, yes, yeah, pella on Rashi. Maybe Rashi will say, Nachazal remains with the kasha. It's a very good kasha. I don't know. Lomdus Shateris, I don't have. But maybe we'll just have to say that Rashi will learn that Sushet Sonaf, that a sush should be tzonav so loudly that it breaks kelim, that's also mishunah. But the sush was like some kind of opera singer, it broke kelim with its voice. That's mishunah also. I say, how come Rashi, when Rashi says Rahom Mishunah, who he only goes on Tarnagol, he doesn't say it on Shush Tzonav? Maybe that Rashi is a Lishna Basa Dikar Rashi. We see anyway, well, the Rashi should go back and forth. Maybe that's a Lishna Basa Dikar Rashi, then you don't have to say it. But Rashi and Lishna Kama, Al Kocha will have to learn just like he learns by Hidus. That is still in a case of Mishunah. Over here also learn that this Sushet Sonav happens to be a case of Mishunah. Yeah, but then it's fair. It's not enough. Because the Gemara asked, because then the Gemara says, no, that's not the Machlekes. The Gemara says, no, that's not the Machlekes. So the Chadzim no, and the Machlekes Sumchas and the Rabbanon. Thank the Gemara Baha Mishunah. So according to Rashi and Lushnakam, you have to sit down in all the cases. So what's the Teretz? He's Isbe Bizroni. Fine, so you explained. Or maybe that's not so bad. Maybe Nechanami. The Gemara says for Mishunahu, and the Gemara's answer is Isbe Vizroni. So the Emel is not Mishunah; it's Nezek Shalom. And Ami Beirav, that Sushet Sonaf is Takim Mishunah, and that's why it's Chatzin Nezek. That's why it's Chatzin Nezek, because it's Mishunah.
Sure.
Right. So it's Chatzin Nezek. Yeah, okay, but ancient Litzaris would be a Nezek, so it's Saris and it's Mishunah. It was that one we don't have to answer. We don't have to answer that Sushet Sonaf is not Mishunah. Once it's enough to say that Tarnagol Shahesh Dreisha is Mishunah, is not Mishunah. That one you say is not Mishunah. That's where the first time is Nezek Shalom, because it's not Mishunah. And it's like Sumchus. And Ami Beirav, they don't really have to argue on Sumchus. But this means that. Yeah, it's a little, it's lost a little bit shag. The Gemara says, the pluk to the sumchus for Rabbanu. The Amri Rav can hold like sumchus, but here it's Mishunah, so it's Chatzin Ezek as Mishunah. Maybe that's not so terrible. Al Kapanu, it's very strange why Tosis doesn't ask this question. Tosis only asks from the other, from Hidus. I don't know why he didn't ask this question. So anyway, Tosis learns like this, the Basar Rashi, that the bay of Rava of Yesh Adol Tzeres is by Tzeres Kiru Chayu. That places the Tema. The Lekhaman Mokhuf the Mari Yal De Shimi. Gabi Hod the Boy of Rashi Yeshini the Tzeres become a petition with the Gora of Yesh Adol Mechal the Ein Shini and Pirish the Yeshini If we're talking about if the Bayi of Rava is Soros Girchayu, so what is the Gemara saying in your test that is connected to the Bayi of Ravashi? The Gemara says the Bayi of Ravashi, Yeshimu, Soros Girchayu, is connected to the Bayi of Rava with the Dimtim Suleiman. If the whole Hadol Soros is only by Soros Girchayu, there it's a Bayi whether Yesh Hadol Soros or Ein Hadol Soros. But by Soros Halide Shinui, that's not the subject of Rava's Bayi. So what does that do with the Ravashi? Ravashi is for sure talking about Soros Halide Shinui. Yeshimu, Soros Girchayu.
But
if we'll be back to in the originally, we weren't bothered that it's Mishuna. Because Mishuna is fine, the Bayi of Yesh Hadol Tzoros works in Mishuna. According to Lishna Kama, that's great, but according to the Lishna Basra, we should have asked at the very beginning, Bahamashunu. Why does Gemara wait to ask Bahamashunu when it's busy with Sukkos and Nirvana? At the very beginning, when he wanted to say that Tanit Tanidol Shaytu, but all of them was talking about after 3 times, and Dayai, the Gemara should have right away asked Bahamashunu. Apparently, that doesn't matter. Bahamashunu, it still goes into the Bayi of Yesh Hadol Tzoros. So, which is it? Is the Bayi of Hadol Tzoros by Urchay, or is it Bayi by Mashunu? Taisus answers, V'nir Edib Tirayim Yiboyli, Yim Yesh Hadol Tzoros. The basic bayah is whether Tzoros has Hadah. And that's Nagei even to Tzoros Ki Yochayu. Tzoros 3 times as it go up to Nezek Shalom. But it's Nagei also to Tzoros Ali Dei Shinui, because if Tzoros Ki Yochayu, the Tzoros Shubay goes up to 3 times has Hadah, so if you have Tzoros Ali Dei Shinui, so after 3 times, what'll happen after 3 times? Maybe the Keren Shavoy will go up to Nesek Shalom, but what about the Tzroyer Shavoy? Well, that will still depend on this Bayah. In other words, if Tzroyer is Ki Urchei, if Tzroyer is Ki Urchayu, if Tzroyer is Ki Urchayu has Hadah, then Tzroyer is Alidei Shini for sure has Hadah, even the Tzroyer Shavoy. Not only the Keren Shavai, but even the Tzor Shavai has Hadah. After all, what's more likely to have Hadah? Tzoros of regular or Tzoros of Keren? Tzoros of Keren? Iker Hadah b'Keren Ksiv. By the way, I think that expression of places, this line of places, if Tzoros of regular has Hadah, Tzoros of Keren for sure should have Hadah. I think that's in places world that there's such a thing as Tzoros of Keren. Like the Rashi, there's no such thing as Tzoros of Keren. Tzoros is always regular. There's just Tzoros of regular that happens to have Tamus of Keren. But if he takes this, there's Tzoros of Regal and the Tzoros of Shein and the Tzoros of Keren. If Tzoros of Regal has Hadah, then Tzoros of Keren for sure should have Hadah. After all, the Parsha of Hadah was said in Keren. So Megla, if the Gemara has a Bayah, if there's Hadah of Tzoros, if there is Hadah of Tzoros by Regal, then there's certainly Hadah of Tzoros by Tzoros of Keren. So Megla, everything goes. But some of the Lishna Basra Rashi is going to have to say that also. Because the Sugi is Mukhuk Takah. He's right, the Sugi is Mukhuk. That the Bayi of Yesh Hadol Tzoros is Negev also to Tzoros Alei Dei Shinui. The answer is yeah, Nechrami. It's Negev to both. Rashi in the Lishna Kama holds that it's only by Tzoros Alei Dei Shinui. Because Rashi holds Tzoros Ki Urchayu. Rashi asks him in the Lishna Basri, Tzoros Alei Dei, Tzoros Ki Urchayu, what kind of Hadol are you going to have? What, got Rogel? It was Rogel from the very beginning. You know, I have to know what Tzoros going to do with that. Tzoros at the end addresses that, we'll see. But Akoponim, Rashi and Lishna Basra and Tosfos, they learn the bias even by Tzoros Ki Urchayu. There's a concept of Hadah even by Tzoros Ki Urchayu. But to the extent that there's Hadah for Tzoros by Tzoros of Regal, by Tzoros of Urchayu, so there's Hadah for Tzoros Alei Dei Shinui as well.
Why did the Gemara bring cases of Tzoros Ki Urchayu? If the Gemara is only breaking cases of Tzoros Mishuna, and therefore we wouldn't be able to learn out the opposite Svar.
I mean, how can the Gemara be pushed from cases where there's Hadah for Tzoros Alei Dei Shinui to back to the case of Regal? Maybe there's only Hadah by Tzoros of Keren, because Hadah says by Keren, but not the other way around. Taisus says the Gemara could bring, the Gemara can, if there's Hadah the Tzoros, if there's Hadah the Tzoros by Regal, it's for sure Hadah the Tzoros by Keren. He's saying it, but the opposite is not moving. Maybe there's Hadah the Tzoros by Keren, but not by Regal. So all the Gemara's Raya's are not really going to be Raya's. I mean, they'll be Raya's whichever Tana holds, whichever Tana we want to impute to the idea that ain't Adolus Soros by Karen would be a Raya that ain't Adolus Soros by Regal, but the other Tana would still be Mechal. Yeah, in a Chanan. Maybe in a Chanan. The Gemara could have said, Gemara has better things to say, that it's not a Raya to anything. But in Echrami, every time we've been a raya from Hadol Tzoris of Karen, it's only a raya that the Tan who holds Yesh Hadol Tzoris by Karen must hold the Yesh Hadol Tzoris by Regal. But the Tan who holds Ein Hadol Tzoris by... It's only a raya that the Tan who holds Ein Hadol Tzoris by Karen must hold Ein Hadol Tzoris by Regal. But the Tan who holds Yesh Hadol Tzoris by Karen, there's a Mokam L'chalak, but maybe by Regal he doesn't. In Echrami. The Gemara doesn't have any of the rayas. No, so it's just a Mokam L'chalak. It doesn't mean that you have to be L'chalak. Okay, exactly.